Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Hello, it is 95 degrees in Las Vegas, Nevada. And at least it's not windy. It's really going to be a really, really, really hot summer. And it's supposed to be hotter tomorrow. We usually can get up to 118 degrees here in Nevada. And that's when I probably exit the building and head off to Palm Springs for the old people go, like me. All right. On the line, we have Lady Cassandra Webb. And we have the comedian Mandry's heroine. And I'm going to just say that these ladies are wonderful. They're going to give their introduction. They are a blessing to me. I have followed them. I have watched them. And talk about just stellar people of the community. Mrs. Webb, not only does she gospel sing really well, y'all, you're going to hear her music, she also does real estate and speaks and just is a great woman of God. Miss Mantrice is a comedian, has a great story. She's a wonderful woman and just loves people, and she doesn't ever give up. So these are just two godly women that I wanted you guys to be encouraged by today. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Mrs. Webb, go ahead and introduce yourself to us and tell us where you're calling from, how you got started in gospel singing, and anything else that you want us to know about you. And also, I need to know who your hairdresser is. Not that mine would ever look that good, but your hair is just... I'm just saying. Mine never looks that good. Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, I am from a little town called Nacogdoches, Texas, and now currently live in Houston. But I'm a little country girl, so I come from a small little town. But I started when I was a little girl sitting on coffee tables for my family during the holidays. So all the things that I've done down through the years, you know, singing in the choirs, directing and youth work, I've done it all my life. So I've been in the church a long time. You know, sometimes you're in the church, but you're not in the church.
Right.
I was one of those kids, you know, that took it all for granted, but I tell you what, it's the Bible is yet right that you train a child up in the way he should go, he will not depart from it. Some kind of way I came right back to my roots and stayed with it, and God has been a tremendous blessing for me in the last 5 years of my ministry. Yeah.
That's real good. That's good. Lady Cassandra, do you know, when the gospel singers, when y'all get up there, you know, y'all be touching people's spirits on the inside. How many people have you laid out in the spirit?
So that's a great question.
Now, well, I didn't get it all. I had to switch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I said, you know, the gospel singers, you know how BB and CC and all those people, when they get to singing and they get to touching us, you know, because the lady that was singing Take Me to the King, she made me pass out. Every time I hear that song, I just get to shaking and just playing in the spirit. So how many people have you laid out in the spirit? I know you just because your song is... are amazing. So,
well, I tell you, I guess I can't even tell you. I can't even begin to tell you. I started as an altar worker, and on the altar. So it's like when you're an altar worker, you're a pure, prayer warrior. So because you're praying somebody else through, and anybody mm-hmm. that tells you, I carry all in my purse. So I'm not slack of stopping what I'm doing, and in the middle of a song, I you know we We can have altar calls if we want to. We don't have to. I don't have to sing a note. We can we could just go into real church, you know, because that's the way I know. That's all I know is church. So if you really want to be laid out, just come on. Just come on. You know where I'm at.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
My grandmama kept some olive oil in her purse too. She'd be laying people out with a handkerchief and some olive oil.
Come on now. Come on. Yes, Lord. Grandma knew what she was doing.
Okay, you guys are too funny. See, Andrews, that's why I wanted you to be on the show, to be cracking people up. All right. You know what? Let me get to the studio part of this. That is funny. But I was saying something about Nevada that really bugs me is that we could be on one part of I had to switch sides of the street to get internet. I was waiting for my son to get off work, so I had to come on the other side of the street to get in there. Only in Las Vegas, Nevada, does that stuff happen.
Only in Vegas, that's right. You're right. I can't get it when I'm there.
I think it's, like, awful if they do me like that. Like, I just want to play
the
radio song, and they're just, like, trying to prevent me. But I'm going to tell you something. Every time it comes to gospel music or music that's about God, Satan always be trying to mess with me, and I keep telling him that's why they have a restraining order for me in hell, because I'm going to beat him again. Because he's stupid. It's like, dude, leave me alone. I'm going to play these people. You know what? I really do. And that's why, like, seriously, that's why, like, God doesn't, like, I know people, like, some people are like, you know, hey, you may not go to heaven. Oh, I'm going to heaven because, again, Satan has a restraining order. And on top of that, Jesus knows that I will call him, like, one time
every
I called
day,
Jesus
all
name,
day.
Like 200 times when I wasn't getting what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I understand that moment he wasn't needing me to heaven, but he needed to answer me. Either way, let me know, yes or no.
Let me know something today, right now.
Times.
I can't wait anymore.
Now, you talk to him like I talk to him. I have to sit in here. It's me and you. He says, sit down and preach.
Exactly. See, I'm glad I'm not the only person that does that, because I'm like, you know what? You say you're listening and you hear us, then I'm going to need you to stop talking to that woman over there that she's in her prayer and she's not even dressed right to pray.
Yeah.
And listen to me.
No,
okay?
I'm like, God, is this for the amusement of other people? God, are you doing this for me so other people can laugh?
In the name of Jesus, they're being entertained. You know what? Okay, you guys think about it. And you guys each comment. Miss Cassandra and Miss Matthews, you got comment. Seriously, think about it. If we didn't have humor and God didn't have humor, how many of us really would still be standing on earth? Think about it.
No, it'd be three people left. It'd be like three people.
Okay. Okay.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's it.
You're right. That's right. But he said laughter is good for the soul. So
it is.
He wants us to laugh.
And I feel like personally that I make these jokes because other people want to make them, but they're afraid to say them. And I'm just going to say it because I know it's me. Jesus doesn't.
Yes.
God doesn't mind.
He doesn't.
That's why right now,
no.
He doesn't have me with a husband, because I can't listen to nobody, okay? So, I can't listen to nobody.
Yes, this is true.
I'm having you guys. We're going to play, Miss Cassandra, we're going to play the song Send Me. Tell us about that.
Yes. Send Me was my first single, and I actually wrote it years ago, but we wrote it on the basis of, the old quartet song, and then we just kind of took it a whole nother direction. It came out totally different, and we have, and ever since I said, send me, God has been sending me all kind of places and everywhere and doing things I've never done before.
Okay.
So it's been a journey. The last 5 years, I did a play. I've done.
Oh my gosh!
I've done so much stuff. It's been great. I do conferences. I did revivals. It's just, I was like, Lord Jesus, this is what it's all about. I said, so seriously, this is what it was about. So when you ask the question, be careful when you say those things, because God will do just what you ask him to do.
That's true.
God, can you send me to Belize, Tahiti, Hawaii on a cruise for 45
days?
That's it. Just the basics.
I'm just saying. But you know what, ladies? I'm going to tell you guys something. Today I was talking, because I decided I'm going to do, I love to travel, and a couple of people approached me to work for their travel agency. So I decided I'm going to travel myself. But you know what I'm going to do? I was talking to people. I'm going to get people that sing music, do comedy, and do cruises that way so he can send me across America. Because I'm like, you're a lot of
people. Let's do it.
Miss Cassandra, when you meet me in person, you're going to be hysterical. You're going to be Sabrina. You're on timeout because you got to stop making these jokes. I'm telling you right now. I don't have any common sense, and all I know is my job is to encourage, network, and make people laugh. But I'm really serious. And Mrs. Cassandra, I already signed you and Mr. Rolling up to be on the cruise. Matrice, you're going to do the comedian part. I'm serious. People need to go
on cruise.
Black people need to travel more. I need to see black people travel more. So I'm just saying. So it'll be a good
thing.
Let me stop and let me play this song before God really sends me somewhere that I don't want to be. Here's Lady Cassandra and Sydney. Here we go.
I am.
that was Lady Cassandra with Send Me. And, oh, my goodness, that was an amazing song, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Wow. I'm just going to say wow because I am just blessed to we have to say hello to my son, Eli. We will say hello to him in just a second. But, again, Blog Talk Radio is causing issues, so I'm going to come back into the system. Don't nobody hang up the phone. But I do want you guys to think about what does that mean for what God send me? What does it mean for your life to be sent somewhere? And I know I make a lot of jokes, and yes, I want to go to Hawaii and Tahiti because I think that's the best places for me to missionary to people and talk to them about Jesus. That's just my own personal thing. But seriously, guys, think about that. We have some great songs, Ramaphosa songs and gospel singers that come on, and even some secular people that come on and sing music, and they all have an impact. I mean, that song really actually told me I need to stop playing around and send my little happy butt, like, on to do some good things and stop being mean. I'm not really mean. That's just a joke. Because if everybody thinks I'm mean, y'all don't even really know me. So we're logged back into the system. Joking time is over with Sabrina. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Really? I cannot see. Oh, here we go. Trying to get the ladies back on the air. Okay. Don't anybody go anywhere. We're going to keep going. The ladies are not, they're not off the phone. I just have to, like, really figure this system out. And hopefully we'll get out of the area where there's no networking. And let's see if we can do it this time. Oh, by the way, want to thank you to iTravel with Ms. V, who is sponsoring. Get it. Want to say thank you to we got it. Yay. One more. All right, ladies, how are we?
We're okay. We're doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, sometimes you can't even touch the dashboard with it without it without it acting up. Ignoring that. Okay, we have another episode that's coming up. Remind me in a minute. Okay, thank you. Okay, so Miss Andrews, what did you think of that song?
Oh, I had put my choir robe on. I was stepping. I was practicing my alto. I said,
no,
she
I
sound don't. Like young Tina. That's young Tina right there. Girl, she had me getting down. Girl, I had pulled out songs, girl. Make a joyful noise, girl. Go on here,
wow.
Lady Cassandra. That is amazing. It really touched
thank
me. Seriously,
you.
That's. I'm ready to go. Send me.
Let's go.
Send me. I'm
but
gone right now, Lord. Send me.
I know that you sing. Actually, I know you sing, but you also, I think you had mentioned that you also do women's conferences and stuff too?
Yes, I do women's conferences. I do any conference that they invite me to. I go. I just came from a conference, which we call it the Crisis Conference, and I do it every year. I sit with a lot of other great people, and then I'm headed tonight to another conference. It's called I'd Rather Be 2, which comes from Titus 2:2. So it's everything, and I do revivals. I do whatever God called me to do. It's a lot of things I haven't done just yet, but I'm staying back in the back because I've already put a lot of stuff on my plate. And it's kind of the gravy is rolling all over it, so I got to kind of.
And that's how you know it's from him, because it run over. That's how you know. It came from the Father because of
you. You keep saying, Lord, send me. Tell Lord to send you to Las Vegas to come and sing for Sabrina. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me stop.
Well, every time I come there, I don't ever see you, Sabrina. I'm there every year at the Stellar. I'm there every year at the
Booth. This year, you need to tell them that you have somebody carrying your suitcases, and that's me. So I can be there with you behind stage. I'm serious.
Yes.
You and Mr. Roland are going to have to say, look, Sabrina, go eat. You and Mr. E, we're there, Sabrina. I went to the Stellar Awards one time, and I may have seen you, and I didn't realize it, and I got checked by WBD and Media, I think like 4 years ago. And that was a blessing to me. I have never seen, oh, my God. I was saying to myself, you should be ashamed as a black person, Sabrina, the way you dress. You need to go get some of those outfits.
They are awesome. Those dresses are beautiful.
Oh, my God. And I know that next year is happens. When does it happen, Miss Webbs?
It's March of every year. It is the usually second week of March. We're there, I think. And I did my first a live recording there this past year. My new single that's coming out, "You Are Holy," and it is an awesome worship song. I'm a worshiper, so I love to get in.
Oh, I know that one's gonna lay everybody out.
Oh my God, it is one that will. Yes, it takes you there.
Oh.
It goes to the realm. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say right now, Lord, send me, and I'm being serious. Send me to the Stellar so I can help cover it by media. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play a song called "Nothing Too Hard" by Lady Cassandra. And Lady Cassandra, before we go, because I know you have to go, I would like you to pray us out, and we're gonna play your song, and then we're gonna move on to Miss Mantries. But I would love for you to come back on and give the ladies a word whenever you have time, and take 30 minutes and just preach to us. And sing to us and whatever, because you are a blessing, seriously.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Today
I'm gonna play that song every morning to get me out to go to work.
Well,
Jesus,
come on,
so.
Girl, play it.
Come on.
Yeah, let it just turn it up so that bass can hit it.
Yeah, because I'm singing the bass real good, Cassandra. I can sing the bass real good.
I talked to Mr. Roland. He's going to help me come up with a theme song. But until I do, is it okay if I open up the show with your song, "Send Me"?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
That's going to be our new opening song. And that way nobody has to hear my joke and hear me talk. Something better.
No.
All right. Mrs. Lady Cassandra, go ahead and pray for us, and then we're going to play your song.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for all of the people that are listening on tonight. We thank you for your goodness and your tender mercy. We thank you for how you woke us up early this morning with the activity of our limbs. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless each and every one that is listening on tonight. Bless them. Continue to bless them. Send your healing virtue all over the world, God. You said we cannot go but crack and go where we can't go. And God, I ask you to go touch and heal. Go in the hospital. Go in the families that are bereaved on today. We have some losses on today. We ask you to cover in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus. Go and touch the hearts and minds of men and women that are out there that need to come into your presence, God. Lord, we ask that and many other blessings. We want to thank you for each and every person that is here on tonight, listening over the airwaves. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. God, when the doctor said no, you said yes 29 years ago. And I'm yet giving you praise, and I'm yet giving you glory, because there's nothing too hard for God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right, here's "Nothing Too Hard" by Lady Cassandra Webb. We're going to play this song. We're actually going to go into another show, but Mrs. Mantries is going to keep with us, so don't hang up. Lady Cassandra, you drive safe. I love you a lot. Love you so much, so much. And don't worry, I may have to drive out to you because I know you can sing and cook, and I need some meals. Okay, let me talk.
Oh, yes, I'm done.
I'm done already. Okay, I'm done playing. I'm really not playing.
Okay.
Love you guys. Hold on. Here we go. We'll be right back.